Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 531 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. And if you are watching on YouTube, you can see that I'm in a different type of location than I am normally in for the podcast. And I'll be switching locations soon. It's the first time I think I've ever done two different location style podcasts. And there's a reason for it. This is Wrestling Under the Influence. And before we get too deep into this week's episode, I do want to remind you of a few things. Number one, the Royal Rumble contest is coming up. It is the My 1-2-3 Cents Royal Rumble contest. This is year two for it. It's a fundraiser for the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive. We're going to be talking about wrestling figures a lot in this week's episode as well. So I thought I would plug the toy drive. Now you can join via Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. And it's very simple. It is $5. You get a number for each $5 you donate or contribute. You get a number into the Royal Rumble. You can pick if you're going to do the men's, the women's, do both. So far, the people who have contributed are going for both. So a typical donation is $20, and you get two entries into the men's and two entries into the women. Now, the goal is to sell all 60 spots that are going to be available, and then the winner would get 66% of the prize money, which turns out to be $100. And then the other remaining $50 goes to the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive. And last year, we were able to take the $50 from both Rumbles and put that towards the 2024 Wrestling Figure Drive. So hopefully 2025 is even better, and we're able to raise some money. So again, find me on Facebook, find the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page, and it's got all the details, all the rules right there. Join the Facebook group as well. Follow along on TikTok. I'm TikTok, force of habit. As I'm recording this, I think TikTok may be a thing of the past, but I'm going to continue to post on YouTube and do more on the YouTube platform. I've already started doing more on YouTube. So thank you to those who have already subscribed. Continue to watch the videos, comment on the videos, engage with the videos. Let me know what else you want to see and hear from My 1-2-3 Cents. Because it's primarily wrestling over at My 1-2-3 Cents on YouTube, but I have added the Huntsberger Chronicles, and I'll be doing other things beyond the wrestling space on that YouTube channel as well. So I want to hear what your interests are, what your thoughts are on those kinds of things. You may see I'm surrounded by empty beer cans. These are some of the cans from the 2024 Christmas beer advent calendar. I did all of those out here in the garage, and I've got a few other ones that I've gotten along the way. I've got all these cans because a friend of mine collects them, and I was going to, or her husband collects them, and I was going to make a drop off very soon of those cans. So I thought I'd use them as a prop for this week's episode because it is Wrestling Under the Influence. And I am, yes, drinking garage beer. This is the lime flavor. Shout out to my friend Jim. This was in a basket of beers that he got me for Christmas. And it just all kind of worked out that the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, the inspiration for the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive, is now sponsored by Garage beer. And you may know Travis and Jason Kelsey are involved with this beer. I love the simplicity of it. I have not had this yet, so I am going to check it out. But I thought I'll do this first part, the beer tasting in the garage, because I'm drinking garage beer. We'll move inside to my under construction toy room / podcast studio, and we'll talk more about collecting and figures and all that good stuff. But let's not waste any more time and say, have a drink here. And of course, drinking this out of my Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull IPA glass. And I suspect this is going to be one of those that is kind of a universally loved beer. It is clear, very clear. You can see there. Can smell the lemon. I'm sorry, the lime already. And again, this is the classic lime. It's 4% alcohol by volume, and it's only 95 calories. So if you have a New Year's resolution, you're trying to not drink as much, you know, obviously these craft beers that I love to drink are loaded with calories and all kinds of good stuff. But we'll find out. Again, very aromatic with the lime flavor or the lime aroma here. So we'll give it a try. It's good. It's a really good, fresh, clean. And again, basic is not bad when I say this is one that is not going to be intimidating to people who are intimidated by the world of craft beers. This is one that, I'll be honest, I will be getting more of and drinking out by the pool this summer, because 95 calories, I got to look good in my thigh huggers, which, by the way, can order those and use promo code MY123CENTS to save at checkout. But I like it. I dig it a lot. It is, again, one of those that's a bit refreshing. Now, recording this in January where it's cold out in the garage, it's maybe not necessarily what I would drink this time of year, but the time was right. The timing worked out well. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with this and try the garage beer. I do want to read to you real quick before we move locations. Garage beer on the can. This is small batch brewed. Here's to bringing some beach vibes into the garage. Garage beer lime is light and refreshing with a hint of lime flavor to mix things up. The garage is open and you're all welcome for a few. And again, one here, but we'll be adding more to the collection. And I think garage beer has more, obviously, than just the lime incarnation. I have some friends that travel to Cincinnati quite often and have said that they would bring back more. So we'll do reviews over on YouTube when those come in. And I think they're getting, garage beer is getting a wider distribution as well. So, all right, everybody, as you can see, I have made it inside here. And I mentioned, and I think Chad and I may have talked about this on the podcast last week, this room is a work in progress still. I've actually pulled a lot of the figures that are in that case, usually out for a video that I had done earlier for TikTok, and I haven't put them back in. But these are just a few of some of my favorites. Unfortunately, my Doink fell, busted his finger, the Hasbro Doink, that is. But I've also got here, if you're not watching, my all-time favorite figure, which is the Gobbledygooker, and of course the egg that it comes in, Bobby Heenan in the weasel costume, my Mean Gene LJN just from my ring announcing days. I love the Macho Man Randy Savage Slim Jim. I wasn't going to buy this one, and I just kind of decided, why not check it out? And, you know, a lot of these newer figures, you know, the Heenan and the Gobbledygooker and the Macho Man were inspired from listening to the Mater Wrestling Figure podcast, Matt Cardona and Brian Myers and Smart Mark Sterling, hearing them talk, and then also getting me to unbox and open, you know, Kamala, my Hasbro figure, my Texas Tornado Kerry Von Erich Hasbro figure. These were all in the package for years, decades. And then after listening to the podcast, decided to free them and open them up. The Bloody Ric Flair Micro Brawler, one of my favorites. It's just been fun
listening to their podcasts, watching their videos, them showing off and showcasing. Let's get the garage beer back in the shot here for those who are watching. Again, a really good brew. This is going to be great this summer, drinking that. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't, one, brag on the fact that I was Broski of the Week on episode 22 of the Z True Long Island Story on YouTube back in the day with Zach Ryder. Of course, I've got this scarf, which is perfect for wintertime, actually. But it's autographed. It's from SmackDown Live. It's the 20th anniversary of SmackDown. This was back when the show went to Fox, I believe, in 2019. The guys, Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins, sorry, autographed this. And I won this listening to their podcast. And that's what I love about their podcast, is they are always giving away great prizes, great stuff. I've won several things from their podcast, including the John Cena Ghostbusters Mattel figure, which went to the wrestling figure drive years ago. I've won a handful of like stickers and magnets and trading cards, of course, the scarf, all pretty cool stuff. And I wanted to talk more today about collecting and figures and all that good stuff. And again, another one of my favorite pieces of my collection. This was a gift from Chris Hagstrom, who was on the show last week. We talked about All-American Pro Wrestling, part one of that. This is the Zack Ryder gnome from 2011. The Zack Ryder, it's got his Broski logo on the back of it. This has only been outside a couple of times. I put it out when I first got it just to kind of take some pictures, and then I've done some other videos and pictures out there, but it's never stayed outside. It's been a part of my collection. And again, one of the things that I really, really, really do love of my wrestling collection, it's in my, I did a Mount Rushmore of my wrestling collectibles, and that was on that, wrestling figures, I should say. Now, the other cool thing about the Major Wrestling Figure podcast is it's also, they've also created through the course of this podcast over the last, what, 6 or 7 years, they've created a toy company, Collect Major and Big Rubber Guys. I haven't bought any Big Rubber Guys yet. I am really seriously contemplating the Missy Hyatt Big Rubber Guy, but, they've also got a line of bending, Major Bendies. This is the Jeff Jarrett. I won this one and the one I'll show you here in just a second on a auction on the website Whatnot. And these are just really cool. And I like, I left them in the box. I like, though, that they have the thing on the back that you can move it away and still kind of keep it intact if you need to put the card back on and put the figure in. And I've pretty much left them in here just for now. I haven't decided, because at one point I was thinking about flipping and selling them, but I really do like the look of these. And I don't have a Jeff Jarrett figure in my collection. And since his podcast with Conrad Thompson has come about, and I've met Jeff Jarrett a couple of times, and class act, really great guy. And I enjoy what he does. So I will probably eventually bust this out and showcase it as well. But the other cool one is this Nature Boy Ric Flair. Now, this is the only, and you can see if you're watching again, that this is the only Jim Crockett Promotions licensed action figure. It is from Ric Flair's last match. Now, it says very specifically on the package, too, that this is not a toy. It's for, or, you know, it's for ages 18 and up. And that's been the cool thing, too, with Major Bendies, Big Rubber Guys, it's their collectibles. You know, when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, you know, teen and or preteen and whatnot, it was all about the LJNs, you know, and you can see mine. They have wear and tear, paint is chipped because, yeah, they were in there beating the crap out of each other. And that was back in that time, back in that day, I wasn't thinking about being a 40, 50 year old with a collection. And but I do, I can't really articulate it the right way, but the collecting has always just been a big part of what I have done. And really, quite honestly, I had taken a backseat to it and hadn't collected in a long time wrestling figures. I had bought, like I said, a lot of these Hasbros that I bought. I picked up one I was in college at a flea market. They were still in the package, and I left them in there. And I, that was my intent, was, okay, I'm going to collect these and make money. But then I get kind of nostalgic about it and don't want to sell them. And then when I did start busting them out of their packages, and I still have a few that are still in their original packaging, but some people that don't get, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. But to me, I think I'd rather showcase it in a collection than have it in a package and then have, because the packages also then take up extra space. And I try to keep my space limited to this case that you see, if you're watching behind me, that my wife repurposed for me, an old China Hutch, China cabinet kind of thing. And so again, kind of turning as the kids get older and move on and leave the house, that empty nest, I'm going to kind of claim a space in the house and showcase some of my stuff. And it's still a work in progress. And I need to do some stuff with the case and with the room itself. And like I said, probably over the course of the next several months, if you do watch these videos, you'll see a transformation of sorts going on behind me, and may even end up some weeks doing the videos from a different location while we're painting or moving stuff around or hanging things and all that good stuff too. So I have two WrestleMania chairs in my collection that we got, Chad and I got at WrestleManias 22 and 24. That was back when we were big spenders. Here is, and I don't like the fact that the 24 chair is kind of taken in some, I don't want to say beating or abuse, but it's just kind of faded looking. I don't really know how to explain it. The seat of it, of course, the Big Show and Floyd Money Mayweather, and the top part of it, John Cena, Triple H, and Randy Orton, who had a match, and then The Undertaker and Edge also had a match at that year's WrestleMania. So I like this chair, but I've worn this out, and unfortunately, somehow, somewhere along the way, it broke. I'm going to have to get it welded. But the first chair that we got at WrestleMania 22, it's just got some of the major players from that year's event: Rey Mysterio, Triple H, Trish Stratus, The Undertaker, John Cena, Booker T. And it's just kind of a cool look. And then the WrestleMania big time logo. So I'm going to get this fixed, and then it'll be, along with the other chair, a more permanent part of the collection of the displays and the things that I'm doing in here. So, but yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk, do the beer review, talk a little bit about figures and collecting. And, you know, I started in 1985. My first wrestling figure was the Hulk Hogan LJN. He's around here somewhere. Again, I had boxed things up and cleared that out, and I haven't got everything back in place. Hulk might actually be in there. I'm not sure. But that was my first. My brother got Superfly Jimmy Snuka. We picked them up at a Pick and Save in Florida, Live Oak, Florida. We were on vacation, and I can remember I was going into the seventh grade. It was the summer of 85, and just that pure excitement of finding those figures, because they didn't even have all five at that particular store. I think if they'd had them all, we would have gotten them all, but they had Hogan, they had Snuka, and I think maybe Iron Sheik, who became number three in the collection eventually that summer as well. And I can still remember, you know, going to the store and getting those first five figures. You know, like I said, my brother had Snuka. He grew out of wrestling, didn't care as much for it anymore. And so I inherited that figure. And I think he also officially, Junkyard Dog was his. But at the same time, or around the same time, a little bit later, I think, if I remember correctly, the Remco collection from the AWA started coming out. And so we had, or I had a lot of those. I had the little ring. And then, you know, continued to collect the LJNs through high school. You know, I finished out middle school, started high school, and was still collecting and still, as embarrassing as this may be, played with them. And I remember I ordered, because at some point you couldn't find them in the stores anymore and you would have to order them. They'd have a order form on the back of Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine. And the prices had started to climb after that as well. And then you got to pay to ship. So I ordered two. By that point, I think I might have been working. So I had a job. So I had a little bit of income coming in. And I ended up getting Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Honky Tonk Man via order form. And then it was the summer of 89. 35 and a half years ago, we were on vacation in Canada. And went into a store. And I've got one of them right here. The Doctor of Style Slick. And the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Those were the last two LJNs that I bought brand new. And I remember driving home, and I had them in the box, or still had them on the card and in the packaging. And I'm like, I am not opening these up. I am saving these and going to keep them. And I don't even know if we made it home, but of course, Slick, and you can see Slick because he didn't wrestle so much. He's still in pretty good shape, comparatively speaking. So I ended up taking he and the Million Dollar Man, who I think is also behind me or over on that other desk. But anyway, I ended up taking them out and playing with them. And so then those were the last two figures that I bought. And fast forward about probably almost a year and a half, maybe 2 years later, the Hasbros start coming out, and I bought the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase again. Ironic that my last LJN, I didn't think about that until just now. At least I don't remember making this connection, but he is still in the packaging because in 2006, I believe it was, I met Ted DiBiase. I met him again in 2011, I think, but 2006, met him at an event in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and I brought this figure. I kept this figure in the package the whole time, obviously, had it hanging up in my college dorm room and just kind of made it a part of my personality, if you will, and went to this event and was able to get the Million Dollar Man's autograph on it. So I will always keep that one the way it is in the package, although I let a lot of the other ones breathe, but because I do have the autograph, and I have a couple of other autograph figures that I will keep in their boxes or in their cards or whatever. So yeah, then I took a break, you know. Well, I bought the ones that I kept in the package, but I didn't ever take them out or anything like that. Picked them up at flea markets and whatnot. And then, I really didn't collect again until 96 when that first series of Jacks came out, and I bought all six of those and I left them in the packaging, had them on display for years. And then again, I opened them up and shared them with my, you know, put them in the case. And so I ended up doing that. And then I've just gotten a few sporadically throughout, you know, with the Mattels, and my son, my middle son, was a fan for a minute, and he ended up getting a lot of the Jack specific ones. But then I ended up donating those, giving those to a friend of mine who does some customizing and belts and all that. You know, my buddy Dan Turnquist, aka Red Daniels, who check him out on social media. He's doing a great job of doing belt replications and whatnot with the figures. And I've got one of his belts is here, and it's on one of the figures that I don't see it right here to grab it, but he does amazing work as well. But, you know, I say all that to say, Matt Cardona and Brian Myers and Mark Sterling, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. I know nobody from that show is listening or watching this, but they have really revitalized my interest in collecting and wanting to showcase and display things and you know, take some pride in it. And it's not so stigmatized and embarrassing to be an adult collector, because right now I think that, especially in the wrestling space, there's a lot of figures out there that are made for collectors. They're not meant to be opened up and played with. And that's why, you know, when I do the wrestling figure drive, I buy a lot of the basics for kids, because you know they're going to tear into them and play with them and have fun with them, which is what a kid should do with a wrestling figure. But then you get into more like these specialty ones, and you know, Mattel has a great collection of the Ultimates and what they do with them. So it's been fun watching the evolution of going from playing with my Star Wars figures and posing them as wrestlers to now having virtually just about any wrestler that you ever wanted. And there are so many now other independent wrestling figure companies out there. And I've not bought from any of them, and I've stuck with Major Wrestling or with Collect Major and what they're doing. And again, looking into those Big Rubber guys. If someone does see this video or hear this podcast from the Major Wrestling Figure Collect Major group, give us a Kerry Von Erich Big Rubber guy, please, in 2025. He is my, you know, he was my first favorite wrestler growing up. He's the one that hooked me into wrestling. And so he's always been, I had a soft spot, nostalgic for him. I've got plenty of Ric Flair's, who is one of my favorites. And then of course here, Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is my other favorite. So would love a Kerry Von Erich Big Rubber guy to put into my collection. But that's my final pitch, my final plea, a reminder to check us out on the social media platforms that are out there. Join the Facebook group. It is a private group to kind of keep the trolls and the scammers and spammers out. And so join along and join the conversation. And don't forget to enter into the My 1-2-3 Cents Royal Rumble contest. There are still openings for that. We're going to cut it off the Thursday before the Rumble to give me time to draw numbers to make sure everybody has a space in the show, so to speak. So thanks for listening and or watching to this week's episode. We will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.